Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today we are joined by not one but two music stars and award-winning stars and number one artists. We'd like to welcome Danielle Stefanati, and also we've got one of the great country music voices of all time, William Lee Golden, who's with us as well. And this is the second time I've had a chance to have you on the show.
Yes, Larry, thank you for having me back on here. It's appreciate that.
Before we get into the interview, I wanted to express my heartfelt condolences to you and the band members on the loss of Joe Bonsall, who died in July. It was a terrible, yeah. I'm sure, loss. You had been with the Oak Ridge Boys for many years, and he was the lead singer. So it was, you know, I'm sure that's a major loss to the band.
Yeah, it is. It's Joe sang lead on the biggest song we've ever had, Elvira. And anyhow, he was a major part of our group for 50 years. Mm-hmm. It was July when he passed, but he toured with us. He was dealing with ALS, the Lou Gehrig disease, and it's a degenerative muscular issue. But he was a real fighter. He stayed on the tour until middle of December, finished our Christmas tour. He was struggling bad the last two or three days, and it was after the last Christmas date. He said, "That's it, I can't go any further." And so he went home, and then the next day, Joe called Ben James, who was a young tenor singer that we all know. He comes out of bluegrass music, and called Ben and invited him to, told him to get his singing britches on, that he needed, that the Oaks needed him. And so Ben come and joined us. We never had a rehearsal, but he joined us, knew all the music, all the songs. And Tony Brown said when he heard Ben James sing here, when Daddy Stefanati was here at our home visiting, I invited Tony Brown out. Tony's one of the longtime hottest record producers in Nashville. He's cut more hits than any other producer in town. He's recorded the last 20 albums of George Strait and Reba McEntire. He's done Vince Gill. But when Tony heard Ben James sing, he said, "Wow." He said, "I have not heard a voice like that in a whole generation." He said, "You've got a voice just like Vince Gill." And he said, "You're a brand new generation with a voice like Vince Gill." So to me, that was a great compliment. Vince Gill is now singing with the Eagles. So we couldn't afford to get him with the Oak Ridge Boys.
We've got two great guests with us today, William Lee Golden and Danny Stefanetti, who is a virtuoso guitarist. What does that mean, virtuoso guitarist? I know you're really good at playing the guitar. Virtuoso, that's a whole nother, usually that's a word that goes with classical music.
Well, I'm definitely not classical. I love my rock and roll. So I guess, I don't know what that term means. Like, all I know is the guitar is like my other arm. I was born to do the guitar, and I look up to Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, and a lot of the great blues rock players.
Mm-hmm. And you've won awards for everything you've done, songwriting awards, the Josie Award at the Grand Ole Opry you got last year, Australian Songwriting Awards, Star Search. You performed on Star Search?
Yeah, that was back in Perth. We have our version out there down under.
So yeah. why did you leave Perth? You wanted to explore music in the US, or what was it that brought you to America from Perth, Australia?
Yeah, as a little girl, when I picked up the guitar when I was 8, I started writing songs, left school on my final year of school. I was like, you know, I'm going to do the music business. I'm going to do the School of Hard Knocks. And I went on the road with my father for over a decade, from coast to coast, from Perth to Sydney, through the outback. But I always knew I'd end up in America. I knew I had that country in my blood. I knew I wanted to rock out with the big boys, you know, in Nashville and LA. So I moved to Los Angeles, and then one thing led to another, and I'm doing a duet with William, brings me back to Nashville. So it's an incredible thing to work with an Oak Ridge boy.
You described the new song, which is called I Got My Heart on You, As Bonnie Raitt meets Sheryl Crow meets Joe Walsh meets the Stones with a hint of In Excess.
Oh, I think that came from Guitar World about my record Danny's Diamonds. But I would definitely, this duet is I tried to make it suit when we produced the song for William. He gave me these beautiful lyrics and melody, and I tried to make it with a bit of pedal steel and as country as possible. So I hope it suits William's sound because this is his first solo, you know, original song to come out. So I'm very excited for that.
Mm-hmm. And William, you wrote the song?
I did. It's the first song that I've written. I've kind of waited late in life to do that. But it happened on a situation that I was home alone and on a weekend, and Simone had gone to Tulsa to visit her daughter Megan and her young granddaughter Matilda, and I was here and reflecting back on things. And it's actually a song that inspired by my youngest son Solomon. These are words that Solomon said for the title of the songs, but he used to say that to me. He would call. I'd see, for all these years I've been an absentee father and an absentee husband for 150 days to 200 days a year, and so what I did was I went through, Solomon would call and leave messages, and he would, I might be on stage or whatever, but I'd come back and my phone would have a message, and I'd listen to Solomon. He was 5 and 6 years old.
Wow.
He says, "Hey Dad, this is Solomon. I got my heart on you."
Wow.
That was his expression of telling me how much he felt and loved me. And, so I kept those messages, and he would said that more than once. You know, that was his words, as "I got my heart on you." That was his way of saying he loved me. And so it was it's precious to me, and I saved those. And later on, I actually, when my phone got old, I had them transferred over to a CD form, and they're in a box in the basement somewhere here, but. Anyhow, it was being alone here. Solomon's mother and I divorced when he was about 12 years old. And from here, he's 23 now. He's in college in Austin, Texas, pursuing medicine. He's an EMT and studying to be a practitioner doctor and emergency medical. Anyhow, he was... He would leave these messages, and I was here. He was in high school in Austin, and I was feeling a disconnect with my son that I'd been so close to when he was young. I'd be trying to call him and send him messages, text him, trying to get him to call me, and I would get no response for weeks and months sometimes, and so it was kind of frustrating, but it was sad, you know, that because at my age, I realized how fast time slips by and how life passes on by if you're not careful. But I wanted to, I was calling him, and I just felt it was, my heart was burdened about the disconnect that I was feeling from a young son. As a father, he had going through adolescence and teenage years without me being able to be close to see him every week or so, you know. And I was dealing with the sadness and anguish of that here, and still couldn't reach him. I'd tried 3 or 4 times that day, and his phone was full and wouldn't take messages. So I was just started thinking about all this, and I wanted to do something for him, to leave him to know how my heart feels for him too. And so I was reflecting back on his words that he would leave me, and it was that. And I was remembering from the time he was born, for the first 12 years that we were close, and the things that we did together. I had traveled, take him on vacations, and we'd go to Europe, go to the Virgin Islands in the winter, and we take two vacations a year, you know, one in January and one in the summertime. And but I felt a disconnect, and it was heartbreaking for me to feel that disconnect, and felt like that he had kind of been pulled, trying to be pulled out of my life. And but you know, fatherhood is a lifetime commitment. It's a lifetime of joy and being with your family and your kids. And I admit that I've made my share of mistakes and being unfaithful with different wives. And but I was trying to be a good father and a good dad. And but I felt disconnected, and I had to pour out my heart to him in a way that. And music was the only way that I could feel like I could do it. And I just decided I was going to try to sing, put it into a song form, something that would be more than just a letter me trying to write him and tell him how much spending his childhood with him had meant to me and as a father, you know, and how much love I had for him and all my sons. And anyhow, that's what I was dealing with. And for the whole weekend, I was into that mood and down into the loneliness and anguish of being disconnected from my youngest son. And so I was putting these words out, and it's words that I felt from the time he was born. I was there when he was born. First time I'd seen one of my sons actually take his first breath, so to speak. And with today's technology, them allowing fathers in to see that. And anyhow, it's going back and remembering from the first time that I'd seen him and on through life, and the times that we'd taken trips together, and the courses. And I had this, and Jeff Pander, a best friend from LA, TV producer and director, I told him that I'd written a song that during a weekend here alone, and but I didn't have it on the tape, and I was gonna get someone to take a chart and put a music down and let me sing it to it. But other things happening, you're busy and you kind of don't get around to that. And I was shy and maybe bashful about singing the song to somebody, and Panzer kept on. He said, "Hey, I've got someone to help you do it since you're not finding anyone." This was almost a year later from the time I wrote the song. And I met Danny, and Danny had been to Nashville, but I've recorded the song into my phone and sent it to Jeff. He got it to Janie, and Danny took the song. She put music to it and helped me tweak the song and add a repeat line in the chorus, and also add repeat lines in the bridge. So, and she also kicked the tempo up a little from what I originally had it. She put more of an upbeat tempo to it. And she played an incredible guitar, and she put this whole layers of music on it. And then she brought all of that here to Tennessee, and she had sang a version and sent it to see if it was okay. She brought it here to our home, and with her computer, her guitar, and a good microphone, we set it up in here in the piano room, and we recorded it. Jeff Panzer got our friend Adam Wagner to bring a video camera over here while we were working and recording together, and he videoed us around a mic singing the song. And so at least now I have something that I can share with my son that's more than just a father's letter to him. Maybe it's something with music to it that he can have or reflect back on it in years when he's more mature, to hopefully appreciate that and to appreciate our lives and times together as a father's son when he was young.
Well, I can tell it, you know, you're very emotional about it. And I know that music is therapeutic. You know, you can write songs, you can write down words that are very personal, sometimes painful, and sing a song, make something beautiful out of it. And sometimes the person who's listening, you know, may not know the basis of the song, but, you know, everybody's experienced pain, suffering, loss, parents especially, you know.
And I also wanted the song. I did not identify the person I was singing to in there. I wanted to have more of that anyone could sing the song if they feel love for someone and they're missing them for whatever reason, and whether it's a short time or a long time. But it's the feelings of sharing with a person. You want them to know that you also love them. And so that's what the song was about to me. And Danny helped me put it together and to tweak it and to make it from what it would have been if I'd have done it. It would have been a sad love song, crying in your beer, but she made it a uplifting, more of a happy, refreshing, contemporary love song that anyone could sing to anyone that they love, basically.
Danny, has it always been country music for you?
I always loved like a bit of Frampton and rock and country, that crossover, which now Nashville has gone very multi-genre. But yeah, I mean, I listen to a bit of jazz and gospel as well, which I later found out all of those styles are Americana. So I guess Americana, yeah.
So is country music or Americana music popular in Australia, in Perth?
We do have a lot of people that are into country music, particularly on the East Coast in Tamworth, Queensland and other areas. And I think country music is growing at a rapid rate in Australia. But because the population is so much bigger in America, obviously the hub of country music is Music City, Nashville. So I only heard of the Oak Ridge Boys very late in life. I was already working with William before I even knew of the Oak Ridge Boys music. So I'm a big fan of the Oaks now.
Wow. And then you find out they got 5 Grammys and I don't know how many, 23 nominations and how many number one songs, more than a dozen number one songs. So, yeah, it's, you know, quite an honor to be working with William Lee Golden. Yeah,
it really is. And he's so humble. He treats you like, well, he treated me like a daughter when I was in his house. So it felt like I was working with, you know, a family member. So he doesn't treat you like he's a famous musician. You know, he treated me really sweet. And when I got to see them play at the Opry, that was a real treat because I got to see them do American Made Elvira, and they later invited me on their music video. That just came out as well. So that was a really fun day on set.
Wow, wow, wow. So, you know, coming to America from Australia, you must miss Vegemite.
Oh, yeah, Vegemite on toast. Have you tried it before?
No, I've been to Perth. You know, I visited Perth.
You have?
Oh, yes. I was there in the 80s. I interviewed a band called Roxette that were performing in, probably you were a little girl or a baby or not born, who knows, but in the 80s. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. What did you think of Perth?
Because I loved it. I loved it. I played golf there. The people are great. Australian people. You're very, very kind, very loving, very friendly. Good. I really enjoyed Australia. One of the most beautiful places on the planet.
It really is. And the beaches down there, the people, the food. I mean, it's a great city. Mm-hmm. I really loved growing up there.
Mm-hmm. How about you, William? Have you been to Australia? Have the Oak Ridge Boys performed in Australia?
We've not. We've never been to Australia, never been to any of the eastern countries for us, like you know, the Asian countries, but never been to Japan or Australia. Usually people go through Japan to get to Australia sometimes. But anyhow, no, we've never been. We have been to Europe different times. We used to go to Scandinavia. We've toured in Europe, London. We did Monte Carlo. We performed there for Princess Anne's birthday party one time. Huh. And, but we've traveled. We actually spent in 1976, the Oak Ridge Boys and Roy Clark went to Russia and spent 3 weeks in Russia, a week in Riga, a week in Leningrad, and a week in Moscow. So that was a real educational experience within itself, being on a cultural exchange program in Russia and but we got to see it for what it really is. And anyhow, it was quite an experience. But traveling, and but we normally do the Oak Ridge Boys for years. We've done like 150 days a year touring, mostly the U.S. and Canada. But occasionally we would go off for 2 or 3 weeks overseas.
Mm-hmm. And I read somewhere that you were also in Alabama and Restless Heart.
I grew up in South Alabama and Northwest Florida. That's where I was born and raised. And my dad was a big farmer. I grew up on a cotton and peanut farm. And we also grew wheat and soybeans. So farm life is what I grew up doing. And I learned to play music and sing when I was 6 and 7. My sister, older sister, taught me to play rhythm guitar and sing harmonies. And throughout my life, I've loved singing. And but I was 6 and 7 learning those chords and things that helped me to learn the different harmony parts. And so it all come natural to me, is making those chords and harmonies. And but yeah, that's where I grew up. In high school, was singing in the FFA quartet. It was the first quartet singing that I'd ever been in. And so I've kind of enjoyed four-part harmonies since that time, and pursued that to be with the Oak Ridge Boys, you know, after high school.
Wow. Fantastic. What a great career. We're talking with William Lee Golden from the Oak Ridge Boys fame. And of course, now he has a new song that he's written called I Got My Heart on You, from the vocals of Danny Stefanetti, who is now living in California and originally from Australia. And she's a rocker at heart. She loves King Frampton and whatnot. So what's it like singing country music songs?
I love country. It will always be in my blood. I had a late uncle that wrote a country song in, he was a renowned songwriter called Slim Newton down in Australia. So and my granddad gave me one of my first guitars, and he loved Charlie Rich and a lot of country music, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. So I had a lot of country music from my grandparents. So it's always nice to put my cowboy boots on and go over to Broadway Street and, you know, see all the new bands in town and see what's going on.
Oh, there's so much crossover in music today, in pop music, country. You know, we've got Post Malone making a country album. Yeah. We've got Beyonce making a country album. It's kind of, you know, the industry's changing, evolving. But so I see behind you, I see Danny Speaks. What does that, you put it up there for a reason. Oh. So I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask what it means.
I have a little podcast, and all my I call my anyone that supports my music my koala bears, and that's kind of how it happened. It's like Daddy Speaking, and that was my Facebook podcast for a while, but it's not as big as Voice of America like you guys. It's just a little podcast, you know.
That's okay. That's well, we are on in 100 countries around the world, 350 million people tuning in every week. Welcome to Border Crossings. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with two music stars. We've got William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys, and we also have Danny Stefanetti, who is an award-winning, very talented performer, producer, guitarist, singer. She does it all, but well-rounded talent. And they have recorded a song together. We're going to listen to the song right now, the video for I Got My Heart on You. So here are Danny Stefanetti and William Lee Golden on Border Crossings.
And I'll never leave a day without your love.
Border Crossings, and that song is called I Got My Heart on You. And it's a song that was inspired by a personal story that William Lee Golden shared with us earlier on in the interview. How did you two, Danny, get together? How did you link up with him? And I mean, they were looking for a vocalist, and how did you end up getting the job?
So I was discovered online, my manager, Jeffrey Panzer, about 2 years ago. He discovered my music online, and he has a 40-year friendship with William. And I think William already had this song tucked away, and Jeffrey was pulling it out of him to send me the voice memo. And I was just going to put some chords to it, you know, put it on my software, put some music behind it and send it back to William for him to sing for his son. But he later invited me to sing it with him as a duet. So that happened very organically and I was thrilled. So I flew to Nashville and captured William's beautiful harmonies and vocals. And when I first heard his original song, I was blown away. I was like, people got to hear this song. It's beautifully written. So that's how I came into the picture. But I mean, William already had this beautiful song lying around that no one heard yet.
Mm-hmm. And William, why did you wait 8 decades to write a song?
Well, I guess I was bashful about it. You know, my mother's a poetry. She loved poetry and she was shy too. But, and I think that was what it was the fact that I was to that point that I really wanted to get something out of me and to try it and to put it into with a melody to what I'm doing and make a song out of my feelings that I wanted to share. And it's the first time that I had ever been overcome by these feelings. And again, I got lost into it for a whole weekend, 3 days there. I would wake up with this song going over in my mind and I would tweak it some, but then when we sent it to Jeff Panzer and he shared it with Danny, then she worked with it some and sent back what she had did with the great music she had put with it. And she helped me to change the chorus to the first line of the chorus she thought needed to be repeated. She said, that's a strong line and it needs to be repeated. And actually it was better than the second line of the song. So it was, it worked out perfect. And she also thought that it should have a repeat on the bridge of the singing of the bridge that needed to be repeated. So we did repeated it more than once. And, but these were things that she brought to the table. Not only she picked up the tempo from what I originally felt, which actually helped make the song. And she helped tweak it as far as repeating the lines that I had that were better than the next line, so to speak. And but she was right on all of that. And what she brought to it was a more contemporary approach. She made a beautiful contemporary love song out of what I would have originally feeling as a sad crying in my beer type song, you know, but she helped me lift it up out of that and made it from a sad love song to a loving, happy, upbeat love song. And so she played a major part in helping me to refine it and get it to that point that makes it much better song than what I originally. It's still the same song, but she put life to it.
Mm-hmm. It's called I Got My Heart on You. Danny, it must have been a lot of pressure or perhaps intimidation to tell a music icon, why don't you do this and why don't you do it this way and why don't you, you know, to suggest those things to somebody to change what he wrote for the reason he wrote. I mean, how did you feel when you approached him with that?
Yeah, I guess I'd already put down the chords and had it. I kind of felt like I made it into what I would have done with my own original. So I just went into that, you know, pop love commercial type zone where I like to structure it the way I would with my own stuff. And I thought, you know, if he doesn't like it, oh, well, we can start again or I can, you know, try another way. So I wasn't going to be hurt either way. But he just went along with it. He loved it straight away. And the backing track I made up and I was thrilled with that. But it was funny because when I was in Nashville at their house, I would come down the stairs because I was staying with his family when we were recording it. And I set up my microphone and everything. And I was like coming down the stairs, hey, William, are you ready to do the next track? I need some more vocals, you know.
That's great. That's where friendships are born. That's wonderful. Now, you mentioned his children.
Yeah.
I guess William, you're performing with your kids, the Golden All-Star Band.
Yeah,
and grandchildren.
Well, Yeah, that's true. My grandson Elijah, he's in college at Brown University, and he's an incredible singer. And my granddaughter Elizabeth, Elijah's sister, she's an incredible singer and musician. She plays violin, and she studied some with some of the top violinists here in Nashville, so she's really got a good feel for it and a great singer. But it was during the pandemic that we were all sent home, all singers and entertainers, and we were told we were unessential, go home, lock your doors, put on two masks. If anybody knocks on your door, crawl under the bed. So, you know, I watched all this negative hate on television for about 3 weeks, and I had to turn the crap off and get away from negative hate on television news and everybody hating everybody. And it was just, I felt like it was invading my home and my privacy. And so I had to turn it off, get away from it, got outside, and all these old songs kept coming through me. These songs were written by people that were really important and essential in inspiring me to want to play and sing in life. And I went back, took my family to where it all started with me, and got them to harmonize with me on old songs that I used to sing with my sister teaching me these old country gospel songs. And then we did old-time classic country songs. And then we did an album of country rock songs, and with my kids singing different leads. And I wanted songs that inspired each one of us, and everybody get a chance to sing and harmonize with each other. We wound up recording 34 songs with my family. I did an album with the Oak Ridge Boys. It was three albums with my family. And I wrote an autobiography in the pandemic. So turning off negative hate on television news, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you get that out of your day.
You are absolutely right on that. The world is a tough place right now with the wars going on and the division in our country and other countries. It's a very sad situation. And so hopefully we can pull ourselves out of this and find a brighter tomorrow. And you're right, escaping from the news is definitely one step in the right direction, because the news is mostly not good. You know, mass shootings, and every day there's something going on. And it's tragic. Now, Danny, I did want to ask you, what's the best advice that William gave you, and why?
The best advice William gave me, he said on an interview the other day that he's very strong-willed, William, and he's got the most energy out of any entertainer I've met. He can just keep going. And he too, has 150 days out of a year, records 34 songs during a pandemic and an autobiography. Oh, my gosh. But what I got out of one of the interviews he said the other day, and it's a testament to his character, he's had a lot of, at the beginning of his journey, before he made it, he had people telling him he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that. But he stuck to his guns, and he knew his direction. And he thought, if someone says no to that, isn't possible for someone else, he says, that doesn't mean it's not possible for me. And I think for all the viewers out there, what William said, that is so true. Just because it didn't work for someone else doesn't mean you shouldn't give it a try and give it your all. If you know you're destined for something, you should go and pursue it and give and work for it. And you never know what your future might hold. And I look up to William when he says things like that, because he's lived it, he's breathed it.
Now, what's been the career highlight for both of you? Danny, we'll start with you. What's been your career highlight so far?
My career highlight was when I was backstage with William and his family at the Grand Ole Opry, and he invited some people in to hear me play, and getting that kind of respect from a country music legend was amazing. And I know that the next few months are going to feel like a movie to me when we do the interviews we're doing. So I'm still in the middle of the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It hasn't finished yet, and hopefully won't for quite a while. I mean, you know, maybe you two will tour together. Maybe he can sing on the song too with you. So, William, what's been your highlight? I mean, and you have quite a career to draw from. So tell me about your highlight, if you could pick one moment.
Well, being here today is a highlight with
I
you.
love it. I love you.
That
very, very good. Touché, my friend. I Got My Heart on You is the name of the new song. We have both of the singer-songwriters from the song. Danny Stefanetti and William Lee Golden is with us as well. And it's a thrill to have you both on the show. Now, Danny, you write songs. William wrote one. You write songs, a lot of songs. So let me ask you, if somebody came to you and said you can only pick one part of the business, you can only pick songwriting or singing, what are you picking?
Oh, I would definitely choose guitar playing.
Guitar playing. Ah.
No, I would definitely choose songwriting. Yeah, because singing came later in life for me. If anyone sees my child's videos of when I was learning how to sing, it's a little bit embarrassing.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, what a thrill to have you both on. And one last question before I let you go. If you could collaborate with anyone who's either dead or alive, three people, I want three names who you'd like to collaborate with on your wish list. Dead or alive. Danny, you can go first.
Oh, okay. And I want to thank you for having me on Border Crossing and Voice of America, Larry. This is a dream come true for me.
It's
wow.
It's a pleasure
what
for
a
us.
What a amazing network and beautiful interview. I'm going to, you put me on the spot here. Dead or alive. Well, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, Joe Walsh.
Perfect. Very good. And how about you, William Lee Golden?
Well, I tell you, it's been a thrill to work with Danny. And if I got a chance to work with her again, I would certainly jump at that. And but I know Joe Walsh, too. And I've met Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh has been to my home and spent the night here. He spent about a week here one time. And back in when I was doing another album, he played on a song with the Oak Ridge Boys that we got Patti LaBelle to sing with us and Joe Walsh on that one song called, it's a song called Rainbow at Midnight, I think. It was out by someone else before we had recorded. But yeah, we did this Rainbow at Midnight and Joe Walsh played slide guitar and Patti LaBelle sang one of the verses there with me and sang with me on it. But that was a few years ago, and it was back in the 80s, actually, in the mid-80s when we did that.
Wow. Well, maybe you guys can all collaborate. Get Joe Walsh when the Eagles finish their tour, and you guys, the three of you, can sit down and do something in your living room.
Hey, I'd love that.
That'd be awesome.
Joe's been here before, and Danny's been here before, so I'd love to have both of them here.
Yeah.
What is the plan for the next few months? What do you got planned? Aside from the interviews, what else are you going to be doing? Are you going to be performing, touring together? Is the Oak Ridge Boys still touring now with Joe's passing? What's happening with both of you guys?
Well, with myself, with the Oak Ridge Boys, we just were out this past weekend. And we did the Grand Ole Opry this past week. We did Greensburg, Pennsylvania, then Frederick, Maryland. We were there. Then Sunday, we were back to Worcester, Ohio, with a big fair. This week, we're leaving here in a couple of hours. I've got to leave to go join the Oak Ridge Boys. We're driving from here to Kansas. We're there tomorrow night at a huge casino. And then the next day, we're in Oklahoma. Then we're in Waco, Texas. Then we're back up to Kansas. On Sunday. So the Oak Ridge Boys are doing 75 dates this year.
Wow.
We've normally for 50 years, we've been doing 150 dates a year. Mm-hmm. So for 150 dates a year, I've been an absentee husband and an absentee father. And so it was those absentees that sometimes makes the heart grow fonder. Mm-hmm. I was never absentee in my heart for my family. But certainly, at this stage, you know, I have more appreciation for life every day. Every day I wake up, I'm happy. So I'm blessed. I've been fortunate, and for someone to come from a cotton patch and a farm way down south to have seen all the things I've seen in life, it's been a great life for me. And I love harmony singing, and it's been able to help me to do what I love to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you mentioned you feel sad about the being absent, you know, what you did was one of the biggest and greatest sacrifices that any parent could make for their children, for their family, that you were out on the road working so that you could afford those two vacations a year.
And so,
you know, that's a wonderful thing. Now, Danny, to you, why don't you tell me what the plan is coming up for you? What do you got on your agenda?
I have a lot of shows coming up out here in the Coachella Valley, out here in the desert near Palm Springs. And we're just coming into winter, so the temperature is going to go really nice. And I play at a lot of the country clubs and all over the desert. I hope to get back to LA. And I'm actually headed to Nashville in about a week and a half to sing some songs with William again. And right. The start of the next chapter begins. So
that's wonderful.
Super pumped for that. Thank
that's
you.
That's exciting. Now, where can people find you on the internet? I mean, social media, whatnot. Are you doing all that, Danny?
Yeah, I'm on all the X and Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. But all my tour dates, my albums and music videos are all on DannyStefanetti.com. It's a bit difficult to spell, so yeah.
Are you Italian? I mean, Stefanetti is definitely an Italian name.
Half
Australian Italian.
Italian.
Wow, what an interesting combination.
Yeah, it is. I definitely have an Italian nose, you know, but but Stefanetti is always hard for people to pronounce it. So I've just given up. It's like whatever anyone wants to. Some people call me Stephanie, you know.
Well, I mean, you're pretty close to Lady Gaga's name, you know, Stefanoda, Stefanetti.
Yeah.
But we're at the end of the interview, but before we go, I wanted to ask you each if you would want to send a message to our audience around the world, who are some are meeting you for the first time, some already are very familiar with your music, and also the troops who tune in as well as a part of our listening audience. So whoever wants to go first can go right ahead.
Go ahead, Danny.
Well, I'd like to send a big heartfelt thank you to all the first responders, all the policemen, all of the Army, the Navy. I know Voice of America, I heard that you have a lot of first responders that are on this show. Now, my brother is in Army Reserve out there in Australia and a firefighter fighting for the country and people's lives. So I have deep respect for any first responders and anybody that's been in the served for this for America, which I call my country as well. So thank you to everybody watching.
Well, you know, good to your brother. Congratulations to him, and good on him, as they say in Australia. Good on you, mate.
But
it's just amazing. You know, the fire you had in Australia that devastated the forests and threatened the lives of the pandas in those forests. I remember reading about that.
All the little koalas. Yeah, that was 2019. I think it was the end of the year. We had a devastating fire, and now we've got the lion fires out here in California. So all the firefighters out there doing an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I certainly want to send my heartfelt feelings out to all the people in the services that are, I know my Solomon, my son that I wrote this song about, he's studying, he's an EMT, emergency medical technician, and he's studying to be a practitioner doctor in EMT, and he's in college now, 23 years old, and I want to send out a shout out to Solomon and, and all of my family, but Solomon has chosen EMT, a medical, emergency medical technician. His grandfather, Mr. Hall, was 24 years in the 101st Airborne, and he was a medic. So I know the sacrifice that their family went through with him being gone, two tours of Korea and five tours of Vietnam. And it was his grandfather that inspired Solomon to want to be in medicine. And so he's studying medicine in college. And so I would like to thank all of the people and the first responders and the people that protect our country, certainly the service people and the sacrifices that they all make, because they're usually gone from home a lot longer than we are. You know, we may whine when we got to go out of town for a month, but they go out for 6 months at a time. And,
right. And put their lives on the line at the same time.
They do. Yeah. And so they're the real heroes of this country to me. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Thank you both for being on The Voice of America. It's a thrill to me to have William on again and to meet you, Danny.
Thank you, Larry.
And please, I hope you guys come back and join us again in the future.
Larry London, thank you for the welcome on the border crossing here. We'd love to see you again.
Definitely. Come back and see us. It's
right.
Danny
Thanks,
Stefanetti
Larry.
And William Lee Golden, and they are with us here on Border Crossings promoting the new song, I Got My Heart on You. Thanks for watching. My name is Larry London, and this is VOA TV.